We see in the gospel for today the anxiety of Jesus' apostles because they forgot to bring bread for their journey. They forget Jesus' generosity and kindness when in two occasions he feed the 5,000 people that we can find in Mark chapter 6, verses 41 to 44. Or in Matthew chapter 14, verses 17 to 21. And also for 4,000 people that we can find also in Mark chapter 8, 1 to 10, and Matthew chapter 15, verses 34 to 38. According to Pope Francis, trusting in God means to enter into His designs without demanding anything, even accepting that His salvation and His help should come to us in a different way from our expectations. My dear sisters and brothers, do we allow uneasiness, anxiety, or fear to keep us from trusting in God's provisions for our lives? Like the apostles, we too may easily get consumed with the problems, difficulties, and worries of the moment, and we forget God's steadfast presence with us every day. We just need to recognize Him. Let us not forget what God has already done for each of us every day. The beautiful and good weather, the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the good company of people around us. Also, don't doubt the promises God will give to us in the future as well. As we always pray the Our Father, we may truly trust Him as we say, Father, give us this day our daily bread. So when the people of Israel wandered in the desert, homeless and helpless for 40 years, God was with them every step of the way, and He provided for them shelter, food, water, and provision as long as they trusted in Him. Each day, He gave them just what they needed. Jesus teaches us to trust in God's abiding presence with us and His promise to provide us what we need each and every day to live as His sons and daughters. So, my dear sisters and brothers, let us ask the Lord in this Eucharist that He may fill our hearts and mind with abundant love and compassion and increase our faith in provident care for us. Let His word nourish and strengthen us in faith, hope, and love. Trust Him. He will take care of us.